were cast away by Spain.
那一年就是哥伦布发现新大陆。
That was also the year that Columbus discovered America.
犹太人才知道说。
Then Jews knew.
他们并没有漂流到西方的极处。
They haven't come to the ends of the world.
还有一个地方叫纽约。
There's another place called New York.
还有一个地方叫做巴西。
There's another place called Brazil.
他们最后终于继续的往西漂流。
They kept on wandering to the west.
那两年
those 2 years,
当他们在路上
when they were on their way,
当他们记住逾越节跟祝棚节
when they're celebrating the Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles,
四轮满月
another 4 blood moons.
所以弟兄
so brothers and sisters,
当你回过头来看这些
when you look back and look at these things,
你觉得稀奇
you feel it's amazing.
这些难道是偶然的进行
are these coincidental?
没有一点都不偶然
no, not at all.
现在要紧是
the important thing is this
去年跟今年
last year and this year
到底发生了什么
what things happened
我们现在可以不看这个
we,
不看这个
we can stop the PowerPoint
现在我们回到路加福音第二十一章
so now we return to Luke 21
主说你们看无花果树
the Lord said behold the fig tree
和各样的树
and all the trees
很稀奇
it's amazing
这各样的树在在这个马太福音根本没有提出。
So, Matthew doesn't talk about it.
因为马太主要是对犹太人讲。
Because Matthew is focused on the Jews.
所以讲起无花果就可以了。
So you just talk about the fig tree, is it not?
但是很稀奇。
But it's amazing.
到了二十一章。
When you come to chapter 21.
当我们的主说一有这些事。
When the Lord says, behold, when these things happen,
他一面解释他什么时候动身
on the one hand, he talks about when he starts his journey,
在另一面告诉给我们看见
but on the other hand,
1948年以色列是复国不起
1948, Israel was restored,
但神的目的是什么
but what is God's purpose?
希望他们能够悔改
is that they could repent.
他们当时说定他是要定他是
they said, crucify him, crucify him.
所以主把他们带回来
so the Lord brought them back,
希望他们能够悔改
was hoping that they would repent.
但是到今天为止
But until today,
他们越走越远，越走越远。
They're walking further and further away.
他们非常骄傲。
They're very proud.
虽然联合国没有朋友。
Even though United Nations they have no friends.
但是华盛顿有他们的朋友。
But they have a friend in Washington.
所以明白吗？
So you understand that?
就是这个缘故。
Because of this.
现在你看见。
Now you see.
你并没有完成。
The purpose of God was not finished.
因着这个缘故。
Because of this.
所以有去年跟今年的四轮的血。
So last year and this year's four blood moons.
那么去年跟今年叫我们想起什么事
？So what the last year and this year remind us of?
原来无花果树要发芽。
So the fig tree will put forth its leaves.
但是各样的树也要发芽。
But all the trees will put forth its leaves.
什么意思
？What does it mean?
在圣经里面
，In the Bible，
神曾经有一些古国来管教以色列。
So God used some ancient nations to discipline Israel.
比方说以色列拜偶像。
For example, Israel worship idols.
结果他们被掳到巴比伦。
So they were deported to Babylon.
他们回来以后。
After they came back.
再也不敢。
They never dared worship idols again.
神真的医好了他们。
God healed their disease.
所以明白吗？为什么有巴比伦帝国？
Why is there the Babylonian Empire?
为什么有波斯帝国？
Why is there Persian Empire?
为什么有希腊？
Why is there Greek Empire?
为什么有罗马？
Why is there Roman Empire?
因为神要管教他们。
Because God wants to discipline them.
所以神用这些古国来 corner 他，来管教他。
God used these to nations to corner them.
在旧约，你看他们果然悔改。
In the Old Testament, they repent.
但是问题在这。
But the problem is this.
现在很清楚。
Now it's very clear.
慢慢主要告诉我们为什么有大灾难。
The Lord wants to tell us why is there a great tribulation.
大灾难的原因在什么？
What is the purpose of a great tribulation?
所以问题在这里了。
So here the problem is this.
不光无花果要发芽。
Not only will the fig tree
go out. 各样的树也要发芽。
All the other trees will restore.
所以圣经里面一些古国要也要起来。
So some of the ancient empires will come back.
中国人讲得很好。
So China said it.
一个巴掌打不响的。
One slap is not loud enough.
你要两个巴掌才打得响。
You need two hands to make a clap.
如果1948年只有以色列复国的话。
So it was only 1948, only Israel was restored.
这个世界是太平的。
This world is peaceful.
但是因为以色列不肯。
But because Israel is not willing to repent.
所以神就打发，就希望以色列能悔改。
So God is hoping that Israel will repent.
所以神就兴起各样的树。
So God raised other trees.
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't it amazing?
这些已经走入历史了。
These trees already long gone into history.
又活过来了
but now they've resurrected
就好像以色列复国一样
just like Israel being restored
如果以色列复国的话
if Israel is restored
他们也复国
they will also be restored
那为什么他们也复国
why will they be restored
因为神要用他们来管教他们
God is going to use them to discipline Israel
但
After when he disciplined Israel, this has become the suffering of the house of Jacob. As they suffer, because the whole world is impacted, so it became a global tribulation. You see that, brothers and sisters? If only the six sheep put forth its leaves, there is no great tribulation. Why is it tribulation? Because this is not willing to repent. They still depend on great brother America. Guns and powder. Using Washington as their friend. So isn't it very clear? So now you start to understand. Last year, remember? There's a war between Israel and Gaza. It's not Israel and Palestine. It's interesting. Only the Gaza, those on the Gaza Strip, they started a war with them. If you want to focus on that war, it reminds you of the story. How Israel fought with the Philistines.
慢慢你就懂了,
now you understand.
So
the Philistines are used to be to discipline Israel. So if their spiritual situation is good, then the Philistines will go back to Egypt. But if their condition was not good, so they became the thorn on their side. You see that? The thorn the side means it's very close to you. Gaza Strip is very close to Tel Aviv. It's very close to Eshkelon. So this is the thorn on the side. So last year shows us some wars in 51 days. Show us why so many things happen. Why? It's very clear. So the Philistines are going to be a thorn in the side. Proves Israel has not repented. You see that? So you see the condition of Israel and the Philistines. When Israel was normal, David had five stones in his hand. And Goliath had the full armor. Now it's completely opposite. The fully armored ones are Israel. Israel is like Goliath. Those who take the stones to throw at Israel are the Palestinian kids. Because have they exchanged roles? If the Lord is going to bring them back, they must return to their own inheritance. The best land is from Judea to Samaria. That's the land full of milk and honey. But where is it? There's in the hands of the Palestinians. When they established the nation,
this is the West Bank.
This is the West Bank.
So
where are the Israel squeezed to? So they have to go to next to the sea.
From Tel Aviv is the Haifa.
To Tel Aviv all the way to Haifa. So they are on the plain in the near the ocean.
当时,
but at the time, when Israel was normal, they were on the mountain. The Philistines were in the seashore. That's completely opposite.
没有错,
it's true.
神顾念他们,
so God remembered
把他们带回来,
them, brought them back. Doesn't mean that they have repented.
所以明白吗?
So you understand?
如果你看见,
if you see,
我家里的孩子,
if my child
at home,
before he couldn't come to my living room, you know that they did something wrong. But now that they've come to my living room, but they cannot turn on the TV, you know that they're not completely repented. But one day, when they repented, my home is their home. My TV is their TV. So, brothers, many people don't understand Israel. You see that? The Lord is waiting for them to repent. They're still not repenting. What do they do? So the ancient nations are now starting to rise. So last year and this year, so there are certain conditions that are more and more clear.
我们现在回到圣经。
So let us return to the Bible.
如果无花果树代表以色列复国的话，
if the fig tree represents the nation of Israel being restored,
那各样的树，
then all the trees,
那一定代表圣经里的古国也复也复兴。
So、must speak of ancient nations also rising.
所以首先我们要问，
we want to ask.
在圣经里
in the Bible,
有没有一个国家是用树来形容？
Is there an empire that's represented by a tree?
而这个国家像无花果树一样，
and it's just like a fig tree.
无花果是从根开始枯干的，
and then they were withered from the roots up.
但是呢，现在这个国家呢，一定也是被砍掉的，
and this empire then was chopped off.
但神说要留下树墩，
but then the Lord said, keep this trunk.
那你读但以理书第四章就很清楚。
If you read Daniel chapter four, it's very clear.
你看有棵大树，
there's a great tree,
就像无花果树一样，
just like the fig tree.
不过更大的多了，
but much bigger.
然后神说要把它砍掉，
the Lord said, cut it down.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
就是说以巴比伦的国家走入历史，
so Babylon will walk into history.
我要留着，
but keep
把树墩留着。
Keep the stump.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
有一天它会再长起来。
One day it's going to be restored.
不过圣经说，
but the Bible says,
要经过七次。
It must go through seven periods.
那什么叫七次？
What does seven periods mean?
你回过头去看，
if you look back, it's very interesting.
非常有意思。
Very interesting.
从第一次巴比伦走入历史。
So from the first time that Babylon went into history,
那就是巴比伦跟波斯的战争。
That is the war between Babylon and Persia.
巴比伦就是今天的伊拉克。
Babylon is today's Iraq.
波斯就是今天伊朗。
Persia is today's Iran.
那是最早的两伊的战争。
So this is the first two wars of the two I countries.
所以才是最早最早的。
That's the earliest war.
经过2520年。
After 2520
年，就是经过七次以后。
After seven periods of time,
你看见到了1981年左右。
In 1981,
你看见伊拉克终于壮大。
Iraq started to rise in power.
稀奇不稀？
Isn't it amazing?
结果有两次波斯湾的战争。
So there were two Persian Gulf wars.
我们亲眼看见。
We saw it before our eyes.
巴比伦的势力终于重新。
The power of Babylon has risen again.
经过2520。
2520
年。那么大家说这个会很偶然的吗？
But we say it's a coincidence.
我们做另外一个计算。
So let's do another calculation.
以色列人两次回归。
So the nation of Israel returned
twice. 两次回家的。
They came home twice.
他第一次回家是536年。
Was 536.
5536年。
536 BC.
回到他们自己家。
They returned to their own home.
第二次回家。
The second time they came home.
1948年他们回来了。
In 1948 they came back.
请大家算算中间的所隔的时候。
You count how many years there between the two.
你很稀奇的。
Amazingly.
2520年。
2520 years.
不过不是2520个太阳年。
But it's not 2520.
是两千。
Solar years.
2520年的圣经年。
2520 biblical year.
每年是360天。
Every year is 360 days.
所以这个中间过了两千多年就差了半个世纪。
So after 2000 years is about half a century apart.
一点都没有错。
To truly in this way.
自从无花果树发嫩长叶以后。
So ever since the fig tree put forth its leaves.
经过半个世纪。
After half a century.
明白吗？现在经过2520年以色列回来了。
So 2520 years Israel's returned.
所以终于无花果树发嫩长叶了。
So then the fig tree put forth its leaves.
也经过了2520个太阳年。
And it's 2520 solar years.
半个世纪以后。
Almost half a century.
到了1990年代的时候。
Around the 1990s.
你看见巴比伦势力重新抬头。
The power of Babylon has come back.
我们所看见的。
What we see.
是撒旦胡塞。
It's Saddam Hussein.
我们所看见的。
What we see.
是两次。波斯湾的战争。
We see two Persian Gulf wars.
但是不是如此。
But not only that.
我们起头看不远。
Before we didn't see very far.
当去年我们大家眼睛都注意巴西的。
Last year when we were focusing on the World Cup.
我们没有想到。
We didn't imagine.
就在很快的时间里。
Very quickly.
有人就把伊拉克的第二个大城 Mosul 就拿下来了。
Someone took the second largest city of Iraq as Mosul.
原来这帮人是凯达分子。
These people are Al-Qaeda.
是伊拉克的凯达分子。
So they're the Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
没有想到他们比凯达还要凯达。
But they're more Al-Qaeda than Al-Qaeda.
没有想到他们比那宾拉登还要宾拉登。
More bin Laden